I made a post on FSA saying that I made a bunch of really dumbly sexual New Year's resolutions when I was drunk. So somebody asked to know what they were. There's a bunch of dumb stuff in here too. I'm probably going to turn the vibe on just because I really don't want to bore the ever-loving fuck out of you while doing this. And that always seems like a good way to keep from being too boring. Plus it's fun. And my day is kind of not going the way that I had planned it to go today. It's a long, long story that I'm not going to get into, but I was supposed to work today, but a bunch of stuff happened, and I can't tell if I'm coming down with something or not, so. Okay, so this is a notebook I need to flip through for a minute. Last year, I took this to work with me, and I had this really boring, slow job that I was temping at, and there's like a bunch of bad poetry in here. Let's see, what do we have? Anything interesting? Not really. I was kind of fucking around with haikus and sestinas and crap like that. Do you know how hard it is to write a fucking sestina? That shit is difficult. None of them are actually good, but it was entertaining to do. There's like some shopping lists and stuff in here. Oh yeah. Okay. And here's a page where I just wrote, "Fuck with me and I will saw off your legs," over and over again. I must have been having a bad day. I don't know. Okay, here we go. So I wrote this when I was super, super drunk. And I don't even remember what's on it. Really, I just remember that a bunch of the things were stupidly sexual. Like, okay. I'll share some of the ones that are personal, but not if they, like, involve people that I know or anything, obviously. Okay. Number one, yet fisted. This is a thing that I was trying to do earlier this year, but I wasn't able to do it. Like, it's really, really fun to try, because when somebody is trying to fist you, they get access to, like, to everything that's up in there. Like, they get access to not just your clit and the lips of your pussy and just that. Usually when somebody fingers you, they go for that inside G-spot that's just right up in there. And when somebody is trying to fist you and they've got like 3 or 4 fingers up in there, you can get at your cervix. At least my cervix. I don't know what happens with other girls, but having my cervix fingered is like incredibly intense. Like, one of the times I was doing it, I could not take the whole fist, but I did come so hard that I saw stars, so that's... Anything that when you fail, you literally come so hard that you see stars is probably worth doing multiple times until you get it right. I'm not even gonna make the dumb Oscar Wilde joke. Someone else can make it for me. here's a list of some books I want to read. I bought a couple biographies of Jack Parsons and Marjorie Cameron. They were both really cool people. If you don't know, Jack Parsons wrote Liber 45. I don't know how you're actually, if it's Liber or Liber, because I'm trash and I just read things on the internet and I'm not, like, I'm not part of some Golden Dawn cult or something, or some Thelema thing. I just read everything that I can get my hands on about magic and witchcraft, no matter what type of magic and witchcraft, because it's kind of one of the things I'm obsessed with secretly. Like, if we didn't live in a world where, you know, if we lived in D&D world, I would want to be a sorceress. Or maybe a beguiler would be fun. Something where I get to enchant people and cast fireball. The fact that I cannot fill a room with flames anytime I want is really a tragedy. This is why I don't use this vibrator very often. It's really, really strong, but I'm using it today because I want the distraction. Okay, so if you don't know who Marjorie Cameron was, Marjorie Cameron was the answer to a long, complicated series of rituals that Jack Parsons, actual NASA rocket scientist, and L. Ron Hubbard, founder of Scientology, did. Trying to find an avatar of someone called Babylon, the Scarlet Woman. The card that often in some tarot decks represents the Scarlet Woman is the card that I get most often in reference to myself when I do tarot. That's my card. It is sometimes lust, but more often fortitude or strength. It's not strength, like in the major arcana in Persona, they do that character as physically strong a lot, but when I read it, it's more about strength of spirit and strength of compassion. Like, one of the typical images is of a woman with a lion. And she's got her, she's like petting the lion and hanging out with it. She has no weapons. She's just, "Hello, lion. How are you doing today?" And the lion's like, "Quite well, thank you. Are you going to pet behind my ears? Because I fucking love that." And the reason she's fine is because she knows how to pet him behind the ears. And that is, when I'm in a good place, that's very me. In one of the decks that I use, it's a woman getting a tattoo. Like, she's naked and lying there, and you're enduring pain because you want to turn it into something beautiful. And that's very me. And this is way off topic. I'm sorry. This might end up being really long. I'm gonna try not to come until the end of it, though. Yeah, so finish biographies of Jack Parsons and Marjorie Cameron. There is a Marquis de Sade book that I bought over the summer, and I want to read that. I never finished it because there's this weird part in the middle. And I was trying to read it at work. And it wasn't that I was expecting it to be completely a dirty book. It's more that it's sort of like this rationalization about the morality of fetishes and whether or not this or this, that sex act goes against God. And I have a completely different perception of what God wants from me than a Catholic in the Enlightenment era who needs to spend a bunch of time rationalizing what they feel. So it's hard for me to relate to that. It's interesting, but it's just really thick going. It's a hard slog. It's a lot of work to get into that mental space. Okay. I digress. Cool. So, what else do we have here? Oh yeah, there was this birthday on my calendar and I don't know whose it was. And I was trying to figure out who the fuck's birthday it was, but I think I figured that out. So, fun! New Year's goal. Done. Buy more lingerie. This is actually a thing I have a problem with when I'm drunk and I do drunk shopping. The majority of the time, it's sex toys. Occasionally, it will be lingerie. But I have all the vibrators right now. I have this huge, ridiculous, almost too rough for my body Hitachi thing. And I have my favorite little, they're hard to find. Mine is from adamandeve.com. It's called the G-Gasm Deluxe. It's just this little egg on a stick that you can use to pound on various spots inside of you, and it's curved. And it's the only vibrator that can make me squirt, which I can only do really occasionally. And it's not a lot of fluid, and I can almost never do it when I'm getting fucked. My lingerie collection is a little bit raggedy, though. Like, I could use to replace some of the lace panties, and, I only have one body stocking and a teddy, and I have like a million pairs of stockings, and I only have one garter belt, and I'd like to get one of the ones that has like a corset thing on the top. And I have a couple slips and a metric fuck ton of see-through lace shirts, but I could use more bras and bralettes, and I used to really like vintage slips, and I miss them. Like, when you're, like, I have a few similar things that were on sale at, like, a department store, but they're made out of, like, this really crappy polyester modal thing, and it's just not, it's not liquid and shimmery, and, yeah, what I'm trying to say is that I love lingerie. Like, I put it on when I'm around the house sometimes to cheer me up. I don't really wear it. Like, it's not a necessity because I don't really wear it every day. But, and I don't really, a lot of men are not really that into that because you have to kind of plan around lingerie. Like, I have some things I can wear under clothes, like corsets, or as part of an outfit. I guess, like, corsets. But some things you have to kind of plan your day around them. And A lot of men don't have the patience for that. They'd rather just have you not wear panties and fuck you in the back seat or something. Which brings us to another one. I've done this before, but I would like to have more sex in public. Like, I've done it in public parks a lot. It's so much fun. You go in the middle of the night and you just look for some place where there's no traffic or anything. Like, it's off the road a little. I fucked in a gazebo and a jogging park in the middle of the night behind some bushes near the river. And there's a park where my brother got married, where I got fingered in an amphitheater. And is it amphitheater? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I said it wrong. Sorry. And it's fun to do it in cars and things like that too. But fucking outside is great. It'd be nice to go camping or something. Not really bring any clothes, just blankets. And just hang out in the woods for a couple days. And maybe just one night. And just fuck over and over again. There's some information about what else is on here? There's some information about a specific thing, but basically it's to continue. I've been on kind of a thickness kick lately, and I want to continue that. And I've been doing Kegel training also. And that's really fun. It just makes you feel like you're taking something insane into your regular day. I use the little crystal eggs, and they're fucking great. You have to wash them, like, often, and you have to be really careful with them, but they are a lot of fun. And I have been coming harder since I started using them, so there's that. What else is on here? Draw money to you like a fucking lodestone. Okay, that's not really sexual, but I think everybody wants to do that. Do more audios, which I'm doing now. I really miss you guys, and I want to do more things because it's a lot of fun. But I need to get a mic and stuff because this is, like, I don't even know if you can hear me over the loud-ass vibrator right now. It's so incredibly noisy. But I hope you can. Okay. I'm gonna do more squirting. I can squirt, but it's more like a gush. It doesn't. I have to be in specific positions to do it, and I have to be, like, the person. If I tell them that I'm gonna squirt, they have to keep fucking me exactly the way that they're fucking me. Like, exactly at that spot that they're hitting. And all the times when you're like, baby, keep going, I'm gonna fucking squirt. A guy's like, he gets all excited and he gets harder. Or he gets, I don't know, he starts fucking you deeper and it feels amazing, but it has to be until I come, which is usually pretty quickly. I mean, you guys know that, I guess. When I'm ready to come, I come, but within like a minute or two, you have to just keep that pressure at that exact, I don't know if exactly how to describe it. It's like, I feel this deep pressure. It's not really my bladder. It's like behind my bladder, if makes sense. And it's right, it's like the top part of my G-spot, like towards my belly button, maybe. And if I'm on top or lying flat on my stomach, getting fucked from behind that way with my legs closed, and you hit that spot just exactly right, and then you keep pounding on it exactly right, I'll squirt. But if you decide that it's so fucking hot that I'm gonna squirt, and then I'm swearing and carrying on about how fucking good you feel inside me, then you're probably gonna wanna fuck me deeper or harder or and then I won't squirt. It's still fun though. Nobody's ever, I had one guy a long time ago try to finger me until I squirted, but it, now I understand why he wasn't able to do it, but at the time I didn't, and he was like one of those guys, I can make any girl squirt, okay, so let's do this. And I knew I was capable of doing it because I did it once from a toy, but I wasn't capable of doing it with him. It helps if I'm, like, at certain points, I feel weird talking about this, but I'm not on hormonal birth control, so I have, like, I ovulate, and it's easier to make me do all kinds of tricks when I'm ovulating, like, it just is, my whole body is just, like, a giant fuck me sign in neon lights when I'm ovulating for a couple days, like 3 days out of the month, I can feel it, and it's just like, fuck me over and over again, and come inside me, and then come inside me again, and just do every nasty thing you want to me, and I'll just come over and over again to absolutely everything, as long as you tell me that you're gonna come inside me. Like, I am so fucking easy when I'm ovulating, it's not even funny. Like, you could just walk up to me and be like, if you knew me well enough, like, if you could, I don't know, smell it or something, and you just walked up to me when I was at the grocery store or something, and you were like, hey, so, you should just pull your leggings down and let me pump a hot dip out of cum inside you in the produce section next to the oranges. I would probably be like, yes, okay. But you have to do it quick before we get kicked out of the grocery store. The hormones get really bad. I was on the shot for a while, and I didn't expect that. It's so good, though. Everything feels fucking amazing. It's just, like, everything. Like, even just my tits. Like, being that needy is kind of fun. I don't know. Okay, what else is on here? Dry flowers and hang them from the ceiling. You're not getting your security deposit back anyway. That's pretty self-explanatory. I have this really cute silk dress that I bought that I never wear anywhere. I have a bunch of clothes that I bought that I have nowhere to wear, so I don't wear them. This cute silk dress, and I have this other dress that I've been saving for a special occasion that's got mesh cutouts everywhere. Like bands of them around the legs and stomach, and like it's just it's super hot looking, but there's nowhere to wear it. Draw more. Go to the beach. Get drunk and demand the head of John the Baptist. I don't know how that's supposed to work. I don't know how I would get the head of John the Baptist, but I was just, I'd had, like, a lot of whiskey when I wrote this. Play more D&D and Shadowrun and V20. There's an event I'm gonna attend. I need to find a new job. All that boring non-sexual stuff that's on here. Okay, I need to come. Because it's getting to the point where I can't even really read my own handwriting anymore. Which, my handwriting is never really good. But, I promise, I'm gonna do actual fucking audios. Since I'm home today, I have a few other little mundane household things, but mostly I think today I'm just gonna try to do this year. The head of this Hitachi is actually bigger than a fist. I probably can't get it in there right now because of the way it's shaped. Like, it's definitely made for that, which, like, I don't get why you would make. Okay, it's fun to try. Definitely. Like, grinding it up against. Ah! Yeah, that's fun. But I don't really understand why they would make a vibrator that... I'm sorry. I'm like, really, you can't fit up inside you. Like, is the point that you're supposed to try and fist yourself with it, or is the point that you're supposed to buy attachments so they don't want it to fit inside of you, or, let's turn it up. Let's turn it all the way up. I never turn it all the way up because it's fucking loud. And it usually makes me pump almost too fast and I don't even feel it. But okay, this is rough now. That, in 2019, I want to do a lot of that, okay? Okay.